Welcome back, everybody, to Torah Imech Anachiyom with the Or Yomim's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we'll continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We're up to Perek Chof Tas. Let's go right into our learning. Perek Chof Tas, Pasuk Aleph. Ish tochachos makshe oref, pesa yishaver ve'en rapei. A man who receives tochacha, rebuke and chastisement, but who stiffens his neck, meaning he pays no attention to the rebuke, ultimately he will suddenly be broken and there is no remedy. So a person needs to be humble enough, wise enough, soft enough, and caring enough about his own neshama. And he needs to put God's will before his will. We need to hear tochacha when it is given. And that is a person who is fortunate, but someone who stiffens his neck, he will suddenly be broken and there will not be any healing. Pasuk Beis, Birvos Tzadikim Yismach Am, when the righteous will increase, the nation will be happy. Uvimishal Rasha Ye'anech Am, but when the wicked are ruling, the people will sigh. Pasuk Gimel is the pasuk that I want to focus on in today's shir. Ish ohev chachma yisamach aviv. A man who loves wisdom, ein chachma el Torah. A man who loves the wisdom of Torah, yisamach aviv. He will make his father glad. His father will rejoice. Veroe zonos ye'abed hon. But one who is a companion of harlots, a companion of prostitutes, will lose a fortune. This is the pasuk that we are going to be quoting from today and focusing on today. Again, the pasuk is Ish ohev chachma yisamach aviv. A man who loves wisdom will gladden his father. Veroa zonos, but someone who is a shepherd of harlots, ya'abed hon, will lose a fortune. So once again, this reminded me of a gemara in the Masachah Sota. Now, before we get to the gemara in Sota, we're going to go to Bereishis. By the way, that's Mishlei Perek Chof Tas Pasuk Gimel. Right, that's the pasuk we're focusing on. We're going to go to Sefer Bereishis, Perek Lamed Tes, chapter 39 in Bereishis. Yosef has been sold by his brothers, and he has been brought down to Egypt, and he was bought by Potiphar. Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Zayin in Bereishis. Vayi achar dvarim ha'ela, was after these things, vatisa eishas adonav v'seinel Yosef. And his master's wife lifted his eyes towards Yosef. Atomer shichvai min, she said to Joseph, lay with me. Remember, he's only 17 years old. He was just sold. That's a 17 and a half, 17, just after he's been sold. 18 years old, maximum. Vayimain, and he refused. One of the four shal shalot over the Torah is over the word vayimain. Vayomer leishas adonav heina doni lo yada iti mababayis v'chalasher yeshon asambiyadi. Yosef says, what? The master put me in charge of everything. Everything that he has, he put in my hand. There's no one greater in the house than me. He has not held back anything from me except for you, because you are his wife. And how could I do this terrible thing and I will sin to God? Vayhi kedabrel Yosef yom yom. And she spoke to Joseph each and every day. Velo shamei la. He did not listen to her. He's all alone. His brothers hate him. His mother died in childbirth with Binyamin. He's in a foreign land. He is a prisoner bought by the chief executioner, according to Targum Onkelos. Some say he thinks his father was in on the sale. And imagine the willpower he must have to resist the advances of this woman. The lo shamei la. He did not listen to her. Lishkavetzla, to lie with her. Liosima, to be with her. But suddenly it was that day. He came to the house to do his work. And there's no one in the house, just her and him. She grabbed his garments. Lay with me. He leaves the garments in her hand. And he fled. He runs outside, and she sees that he left his garment in her hand, and he ran outside, and she calls to the people of her house, presumably they came home, and she says, look, they brought a Hebrew man, an Ish Ivri, to make a mockery of us. He came to lay with me, and I called out in a big voice, and when he heard that I called out in a big voice, and he left his garments by me, and he ran outside, and he left his garments with her, and she left the garments with her till her master came home. And she says to her master, I, your husband, I, Potiphar, like these things, the servant came, the Hebrew servant came, that you brought to make a mockery of me. And when I raised my voice and I called out and he fled, he left his garments with me, he went outside. And when the master heard the word of his wife, that she was speaking to him, saying, like these things did to me the servant, he became very angry. Rashi tells us, how debased was this woman? She told her husband these things while her and her husband were having relations. She said, like these things, like the relations that we are having, that's what your servant wanted to do to me. First blood libel in history, and he is thrown into prison. Okay, what does this all have to do with Mishlei? Very exciting, very nice. Yosef is very courageous. He's a Gibor, a Kovash, a Yitzro. But what does this have to do with our pasuk from Mishlei? Ish ohev chachma yisamech aviv. A man who loves wisdom will bring gladness to his father. Veroa zonos, a companion of harlots, ya'av berhon, will lose a fortune. Let's go into the Gemara. We go to the Gemara Maseches Sota, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Maseches Sota 36b. And the Gemara says, Vayhi kayom hazeh vayavo baiso lasos melachto. And it was on this day when Yosef entered the house to do his work. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Melamed sheshnehem lidvar veira niskavnu. Ooh. Both Ashes Potiphar and Yosef planned to sin on this day. The Gemara says he came to the house to do his work. Rav and Shmuel have two different opinions. Chad Amar Lasos Melachto Mamash. One says no, he actually came to do his work. Swiffer and dust and mop the floor and clean the toilets. But the other says no, Lasos Tzrachav Nichas. He came to fulfill his needs with her. And there was no one home. The Gemara is quoting the Pesukim from Bereishis Islamites. Afshar Bais Godol Kaveso Shall Also Rasha Lo Hayabo Ish. The Gemara says, is it possible that in such a huge palace, like the palace of this wicked one, Potiphar, there was no one else? Tana Deve Rabbi Ishmael. But the Bereishis was taught in the academy of Rabbi Ishmael. Also Hayam Yom Chagama. You know that day was a Yantif for the Egyptians. The Hochukula on the base of Avodas Kochavim Shalom. They all went to their house of Avodah Zarah, the pagan festival. Vehi Amralahan, and she, Mrs. Potiphar, said, Oi Chola, Ani, I'm sick. Amra Ein Li Yom Sheni Zekakak Li Yosef Kayamaza Sheni Zkak Li Yosef Kayamaza. There's no better day to have my way with Yosef in intimacy than today. Atis Pisei Bivigdo Lemer. She caught hold of his garments and she said, Shichwa, lay with me, says the Gemara. But also Shah Abbaso Diokna Shah Avi Vinir Asalo Bachal. And at that very moment, the image of his father came and appeared to him in the window. Amar Lo, the image of his father said, Yosef, what are you about to do? Are you crazy? Yosef, in the future, your brothers' names will be inscribed upon the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Their names of the Shvatim were inscribed upon the 12 stones that the Kohen Gadol wore on his breastplate. Your name's going to be with them. Bitsoncha, do you want? Your name should be erased from amongst the stones of the ephod, the stones of the breastplate on the Kohen Gadol. Visikare roa zonos. Do you want instead to be called the shepherd, the companion, the friend of harlots, of prostitutes? Ah, dichsiv, like the pasuk says. What pasuk do you think the Gemara now quotes? If you're following with me, you should know. Dichsiv, like the pasuk says, viroa zonos ya ben hod. Ah, zuk the Gemara, like the pasuk says, a companion of harlots will lose a fortune. Why does that pasuk sound familiar? Because it's our pasuk. It's right here in pasuk Gimel. The companion of harlots will lose a fortune. So the Gemara proves that Yosef was able to save himself and run outside because the image of his father appeared to him in the window. But what did his father say? Yosef, your brothers are going to be written, their names on the breastplate of the high priest who serves before God, and your name's there. Do you want your name to be erased? You'll be written as the companion, as the shepherd, the roa zonos. Dechsiv, like the pasuk says, Viroa zonos yav beit hon, a companion of hearts will lose a fortune. That's the pasuk of Mishlei that I'm focusing on. Rashi says on the Gemara, Shem tov shehu yakar mikol hon. Woo, a good name is more precious than any fortune. That's what Rashi says, yav beit hon. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Mishlei, and Rashi on the Gemara explains the pasuk from Mishlei. A companion of harlots will lose a fortune. It says Rashi, Shem tov shu yakar mikol hon, a good name which is more precious than all fortunes. And then the Gemara says, when Yosef heard the voice of his father saying this, miyad, immediately vateshav beisan kashto, his bow was firmly in place. In other words, he did not sin. Vateshav beisan kashto, his bow is firmly in place. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishu Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Meir, what does this mean? Shashava kashto leisano, his bow, the male organ, returned to its former state. The Gemara gives another opinion of how he was able to not sin with her. But Lamaisa, he was able to not sin with her because of the image of his father. And the image of his father said to him, this pasuk from Mishlei. And we can imagine that maybe Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara doesn't quote, but maybe Yaakov Avinu actually said the entire pasuk. Maybe Yaakov said in this image, Yosef, ish ohev chachma yisamech aviv. Yosef, a man who loves wisdom. Reishish chachma yiras Hashem, a man who loves the chachma of Torah, will gladden his father. Do you want to gladden me through loving wisdom, wisdom of Torah? V'roa zonos yabed hon, because a companion of harlots will lose a fortune. And in this matter, with the Musar of Shlomo HaMelech and Mishlei, Yosef was able to avoid sinning. Now, I know Shlomo HaMelech lived after, but through some degree of Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara uses these psukim to illustrate what Yaakov said to Yosef. We know that Avos kept the Torah, but Yaakov said to Yosef that allowed him to not sin with Eshes Potiphar. This is the pasuk the Gemara uses to illustrate this idea. Okay, that's the main focus of today's shir. Let's just go on a few more psukim that I highlighted to share with you. Pasuk Vav. Bepesha Yishra Mokesh. In the transgression, in the sin of an evil man, there is a trap. Vitzadik Yarun Vesomech. But the righteous will sing. Yaronu, Yarun, like to sing, Rina. The righteous will sing and they will be glad. So it is the sins of a wicked man that are a trap for himself and all those who sin along with him. But it is the righteous person who will sing and rejoice. Pasuk Zayin. Yodea tzadik din dalim. Oh, the righteous knows the judgment of the poor. What does that mean? A righteous person, a tzadik, pays attention to other people. He looks at the plight of the pauper. His heart feels for those who are suffering as well. Rasha lo yavin da'as. But a wicked person doesn't understand anything. He doesn't have discernment or wisdom or compassion to understand anything or anyone else. Pasuk Tes. Ish chacham nishpat es ish avia. Pasuk Tes, verse 9. A wise man judged in a case with a foolish man. What will happen? Viragaz visachak ve'ein nachas. He may become angry when a wise man is in judgment with a foolish man, ish chacham nishpat, from mishpat, as ish avil, viragaz, maybe he'll become angry, visachak, maybe he'll just laugh at the fool, ve'ein nachas, but there will not be any satisfaction, meaning when a righteous, wise person becomes embroiled in any sort of discussion, quarrel, or judgment with a foolish person, ultimately there is no way to win. If you become angry, if you end up laughing, ein nachas, nobody can win. When you're involved with a fool, there's no hope for winning. In other words, stay far away from the fool and don't become embroiled in judgments with the foolish person. Pasuk Tesvav, Shevi v'tochachas yitein chachma, recurring theme of King Shlomo, the rod and chastisement will give wisdom. V'na'ar mishulach mevish imo. But a lad who has been cast away, a lad who strays from the path, so to speak, will be a shame for his mother. That's Pasuk Tesvav. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Yasir bincha v'yini checha. V'yitein ma'adanim l'nafshech. Admonish your son and he will give you rest. It is necessary, yes, chinuch must be appropriate, chinuch must speak to the heart and the mind of the child, but you still have to be mechanech your son. Sometimes it calls for chastisement, your child. V'yitein ma'adanim levnav shecha, he will provide delight for your soul. Pasuk Yud Ches. Be'ein chazon yipara am, v'shomer Torah ashrehu. When there is no broad vision, be'ein chazon, when there is no vision, the people become unruly, yipara am, the people will become like Para Adam, Adam Bakovi Ad Kobo. The people just become unruly, they become wild. Vishomer Torah Ashrei, but one who guards the Torah, he is a fortunate person. Pasukhaf, Chazisa Ish Atzbidvarav, Tikva the Chasil Mimena. Look at this. Pasukhaf. Have you seen a man who is hasty with his words and with his affairs and matters? For him there is hope even for a fool. From him there is hope even for a fool. Sorry. Chazisa Ish Atzbidvarav. Have you seen a man who is hasty in his words and his matters and his way of life? Tikva the Chasil Mimena. Even a fool has hope from such a person. Person needs to be thoughtful. Calculated, not in a negative way. Misudar, a person needs to think before they act and think before they speak. If you see a person who is hasty to speak and hasty to act, it is not a successful person. Even a fool will have hope from such a person. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Ish Af Yigara Medon, a man of anger provokes quarrel and strife. Anger leads to quarrel and strife. Uva Al Chema Rav Pasha. A man who is a balchim, it's not just that sometimes he gets angry. He's a balchim. He is a person who is always angry. Rav Pasha, there will be for him a lot of sin. Pasuchav Gimel, Ga'avas Adam Tashbilenu, the gaiva of a person, the haughtiness of a person, will be his downfall, will lower him down. Ushefal Ruach Yismoch Kavod, but he of lowly spirit will find honor. When you look at the Gedolim, they are people who always run from honor. Honor chases them. The Gemara says that, I believe it's Erevin 13b. One who runs from honor, honor will chase him. So Shlomo HaMelech says, like our gadolim, like our leaders, like our rabbanim. Shlomo HaMelech says right here, Gavash Adam Tashbilenu, the gaiva, like Haman HaRasha, the gaiva of a person, like Balak, will be his downfall, like Bilam, I should say, and Balak. The gaiva of a person will be his downfall. However, Ushafal Ruach, a person of lowly spirit, a person who is humble, humility, yishmoch, kavod, ultimately, he will have honor. Pasuk Hey, Cherdas Adam Yitain Mokesh. If a person is always fearful, he sets a snare for himself. It doesn't mean Nira Sashem. It means a person who's so anxious he can't go through life. A person who's terrified of every corner can't be an Eved Hashem like that. You have to have some confidence in yourself, confidence in fellow man, and confidence in God. Cherdas Adam Yitain Mokesh. A man's fear sets a snare, a trap for him. Uvoteich Bahashem. But one who trusts in God, Yisugav, he will be exalted. Last pasuk we're going to do, pasuk Havav. Rabbi Mivakshim Pnei Moshe. Many seek out the face of a ruler. However, Umei Hashem Mishpat Ish. But in a man's judgment, it is only from the Lord. You could seek out as many rulers as you want to seek their favor, to get them to help you, to use your protexa. It doesn't matter. Umei Hashem Mishpat Ish. But only from God is the judgment of a man. I guess we should do the last pasuk of the parak because there's only one pasuk left. Okay, pasuk of Zion. To avas tzadikim ish avel. An abomination of the righteous is a man of sin. V'tovas rasha yishar derech. But the straight path is an abomination to the wicked. So abomination to the righteous is a man of sin. And an abomination to the wicked is the straight path. A person has to ask themselves, what is an abomination to us? And in which camp do we place ourselves? Are we with the tzaddikim who find the ways of sins abominable? Or, God forbid, are we in the camp of the rasha'im who find the straight path to be disgusting? Let us always be in the camp of chachma, Torah, tzaddikim, kind words, wise words. And like Yosef HaTzadik, let us always remember, Ish ohev chachma yisamech avi v'roa zonos ya'aber hon. Okay, we should never be in a situation like Yosef HaTzadik, God forbid. But any sin, really, any sin we do is someone who is a companion of harlots, and he will lose a fortune. Okay, I wish you a gevaldik day. Two more prakim, Be'ezor Hashem, and then we're going to be able to finish Mishlei. And I hope everyone's enjoying this journey. What is the beauty of the ketuvim? Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu, Matov, Chalkeinu, Umanayim, Gorleinu. I wish you a gevaldik day. Kol tov, and thank you. Did I say two more prakim? Two more prakim. I wish you a gevaldik day. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.